This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I like to be an educated ignoramus, so I took lessons. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I also like to say welcome back to an hour of sanity, what I believe to be an hour of sanity. Corey Duncan is going to join us. Right after the first break, I lovingly refer to him as my mad black man from Baltimore. Because he gets so infuriated with some of the stuff that he has to deal with in his line of work. He can tell you what his line of work is. He works for the government. But they are kind of the people that he works with. You know, they're party drones, like I always like to talk about. Right? There's nothing you're going to tell them. You can lay it out in front of them. You can show them video of Mrs. Clinton doing something. And they're not interested. They don't see it. They're not interested. So the, I may play that later on. Yeah, I think I will play that later on. Where, Hillary's just lie after, in her speech today, you could tell there was a late minute change in her speech. And I'll tell you why, because when she did the, what was it? She had, come on, Messina, you knew this when he came in here. Oh, I know what it was. Trump called her out for her religion today. And he didn't call her out to say she's not a religious person, she doesn't act religious or what have you. He says, we don't even know what she believes. She has never talked about what she believes. You know, from a religious standpoint, who does she line up with? Okay, so none of her speeches have been like that. Today, out of nowhere, inserted in a somewhat awkward place, She pops up with, we Methodists believe, so now we know she's a Methodist. But we knew that from her whole life, right? How she methodically lied to people. How she methodically stole things. You know, they went through a list of what she's done today, and they tried to fact check Trump's speech. And they tried to make her look like, I think it was the New York Post that did it. They tried to make her look like, it was either the Times or the Post. They tried to make her look like a saint almost. There was no conversation around, you know, they went all the way back when she tirelessly worked to convict Richard Nixon. Which in comparison to what she's done is nothing. It's like stealing a small box of M&Ms from the store, for God's sakes. And by the way, the truth of the matter is, don't fall for this other garbage. She was fired from her job for what? Come on, anybody can tell me? Yeah, for lying when she was working on that the Richard Nixon case. For lying. Boy, that seems to be a habit of hers, huh? Seems like that's been around in her bag of tools for a long time. So I don't know what it's going to take for people to really wise up and understand what she's saying. Or understand she's just a liar. Okay, the father of the Orlando victim, or of an Orlando victim, I should say, He writes a pretty, well, let me read you the letter, okay? And he actually says, instead of playing on the emotion like the president did with so many others, and you'll never hear mainstream cover this guy. Right? In the president's comments, in Clinton's comments, they have people who have lost loved ones in these shootings. And they're saying, you know, we need tougher gun laws. It doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. And not one of these Dems have been able to back up how their gun law, whatever they put in front of Congress, how it would have helped any one of these situations. One thing I kept thinking, according to the writer, over and over after Orlando was, what if a person in the bathroom had a gun? Other than the killer. Would the killer have been gunned down? Would it have given enough time to allow others to escape? A week after the horrific massacre, you'd think some would finally come to their senses and allowing people to be able to defend themselves with a gun, especially in a place of business in the event it comes under attack. Sadly, President Obama, who visited family members of some of the victims on Thursday, and the victims themselves, the family members, urged him to fight for more gun control because this will stop future massacres. How? They've yet to be able to explain how. Now, Bill Clinton said in an interview last week that the clubgoers shooting back at the gunman would not have been a good idea. Okay. Well, gee, maybe policemen shouldn't shoot back at criminals. Maybe our military, they shouldn't shoot back at the bad guys. What do you think? You know, that's a good point, too. Why don't the Secret Service give up their guns around? Because if they don't have guns, according to Barbara Boxer, if they know the other side doesn't have guns, they'll put theirs down. They won't use theirs. She said, that's human nature. That's why, most bank robberies end up with the gunmen giving up their guns, right? They go in there, they go, oh, well, these people aren't armed. Let's put our guns down. Did you see how dark it was? Clinton said, it's likely that more people would have been killed. God. But Mark Bando, father of Christopher Andrew Lanen, 32, who was killed in the Pulse attack, shared a different take in a letter to the Detroit News. I'm surprised they published it. If we spent the last two decades, you're going to have to wait. Because Corey Duncan's going to join me, our mad black man from Baltimore, and he's got a lot he wants to say, but we're going to finish this story later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. If you want to get involved in the conversation, hop up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there as well. Now, every week, I asked Corey Duncan to join me. He's lovingly referred to as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Yeah.
Live and in color.
I see you can get away with that. I can't. I'd have some real fun with that, but hey, whatever. Hey, I saw your buddy today. Elijah Cummings was hanging out, laying around on the floor of Congress. I mean, what a real piece of work he is, right? You were the one that was telling me they hadn't seen him in Baltimore in forever, and all of a sudden he shows up when the riots happen. And the guy's a real piece of work, isn't he?
Yes. Well, Well, again, I'm right again. I always have told people that a lot of the comments are the biggest fake and phony. And, you know, they try to censor me about stuff, but he's the biggest fake and phony ever. And like I told you before, he's only around, he's like Al Sharpton, he's only around when the cameras are around and when he can take advantage and play the race card. And the day he showed just how much of a sorry person he is.
Right. But again, I mean, gun control. Can you get a gun in Baltimore?
You can get a gun in Baltimore if you're a progressive, and it's probably a gun that you probably have to add powder to. And but you know, I mean, you're not allowed to have guns in Baltimore City. Probably, I mean, it's supposed to be a gun-free zone, but yet they have just as many murders as Chicago has. I mean, it's almost like living in Beirut.
Yeah, Chicago again on Father's Day. They had a bunch of shootings on Father's Day. I don't know what the heck their issue was there, but because you can't have. Last I checked, you couldn't have guns in Chicago, right?
Well, no, not according to Eric Holder. I mean, my thing is these cities that they claim are supposed to be so safe and gun free or whatever, they're the ones that you have all of the murders in. And the thing of it is that no one can answer. I mean, Barack is so busy, you know, trying to do one-liners and Hillary one-liners, but no, they don't want to talk about, you know, like I posted on my page, Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook, that you need to go and Obama needs to go back home to Chicago and fix the situation. I mean, he's the almighty. So, I mean, that's what Jamie Foxx said. He's our Lord and Savior. So, let the Lord and Savior go back to Chicago and fix that.
What a piece of work, Jamie.
Remember, all of them. If he had a son, they would be like, you know, like Trayvon Martin or whatever. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, a lot of people don't like to hear the truth, but. You know, if he's supposed to be such a savior in this, and you know, and a blessing as some of us black Americans say, or whatever, just drinking the Kool-Aid, why don't he go back to Chicago and fix that then? Because he's too busy trying to blame Whitey and play the race card.
Is it too easy for me to say, look, here's my attitude. If he and Sharpton and Jackson and those guys would get off their bottoms and they would go to Chicago, let's go to Chicago every weekend for the next couple of months, and the bottom line with it is this: you take back the streets, help them take back the streets, get 8,000 people out there in the streets, and those gang members aren't going to come out.
Well, one thing is the people you're talking about are gutless. They're not going to do that. Just like with the Baltimore riots, you saw all these fake reverends and stuff like that come out. But it came out when? After the riot had happened or whatever. Why didn't they come out and stop them from throwing the stones and destroying the businesses and everything this and have we burned down half of the city? Why don't they take and do that? Why don't they take? Because they're gutless and they're not going to do that. And my thing is they don't have as much control over the black community as they think. Like Elijah Cummings, he came out like he was a great savior, and he wasn't. He came out when the coast was clear, as most cowards do. If you're a real man, you come out and you take care of it while it's going. Show us the great power you have. Show us that you are the person that you claim that you are to the black community, and they would have stopped. But they weren't going to stop because they was against the black politicians too. As one Roger said, he already had told people at City Hall that this kind of a riot was going to happen sooner or later because of the poor economic and the poor job situation. And the way it doesn't have everything to do with law enforcement or the way the way law enforcement treats them. It's the situation that it is. And the situation is like that because that's what the politicians want to keep on. They want to keep running the same thing over and over, blame Whitey, but they're taking the money. Elijah Cummings is not a broke man. He's very rich, as most Baltimore Democrats are.
You know what? I believe you. And the more and more I see what some of these guys are driving and what they're doing, you know, again, they don't have, what's the word I'm looking for here? There's no real solution. Like in Baltimore, you said you can get a gun if you're on the progressive list, but the reality is it's got to be next to impossible to get a gun in Baltimore. Or at least I imagine.
No, it's not. It's not impossible. It might take you a long time. It might take you a minute to get it. But my thing, if it is, you can get it. I mean, really, really, and we all, let's all stop playing this game. We know that you can get anything that you want on the black market, and anything. You don't even have to have it. Most people in Baltimore City don't even have legal guns. They're all illegal. And the police know this, and the people at City Hall know this. That's why all these shootings happen. Ooh, well, how can you get an AK-47 and it's altered to fully automatic? Nobody sells an AK that's fully automatic. So my thing was, when you see these things happening, like Orlando or whatever, and I'm not going to go through the conspiracy theory situation.
Thank you.
My thing was, how do you get a fully automatic weapon, though? It's been altered.
Oh, yeah. And gee, I wonder who's altered it.
Well, let's go ask the people in Langley. I'm sure they have answers.
Yeah, it makes me crazier and crazier when I see this stuff. Because I know what's going on. It's like I always say, look, you want to ban guns, go ahead. Because I know exactly where I can get them. I can actually get one while I'm sitting there waiting for my coffee cup to be refilled.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We all
know people that can. I know people that make their own bullets. I know people and they're all ex-military people. But the thing with this, they know how to alter, change the Mauser. On or whatever, I mean, you know, my thing of it is there's so many things that's out here that you can get. I mean, look, what are you going to gun? You're going to ban guns? I mean, are you going to ban pressure cookers? Next thing, if somebody stabs somebody with a pen, you're going to ban all pens. You can't get away from this stuff. Because my thing of it is, when you're running guns like Fast and running operations like Fast and Furious and things like this, and then you want to sit up and stand on the soapbox and talk about guns and this and that.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins me. Don't go far. We're going to talk about a lot more after the break. We'll be right back. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Otherwise, what good are you? Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and we talk about what's going on out there in Baltimore with the, you know, we haven't talked about the Baltimore Six yet, but go ahead and tell people how they can listen to you. I mean, I know you've got some writings and other things going on.
Well, once again, thank you for having me on the show. You can reach me at Corey Prayers Duncan on Twitter. 757 followers, and I want to thank everyone. That's one, truly an honor.
Yeah. Yeah, now you got to help me out. You know, I sent you the tweets that I was getting today, and from that woman, I think it's a woman, I don't even know, who is blaming me and wants me to do reparations for her.
Uh-huh.
I she said she got very upset at the conversation that we were having about, you know, the black community, and you know, look at me, I'm the whitey, right? And I'm whitey in more ways than one. Look at my hair. I mean, it's gone from gray to white. That's what I get for having daughters. But anyway, think about it. You know, he, whoever it was, still feels after all this time that we're responsible, that the whites of today are responsible for slavery. I don't even know how you respond to somebody like that.
Easy.
You don't.
As my mother would say, sometimes no response is the best response.
Yeah.
How can you respond to something ignorant? I mean, if you're going to respond to something ignorant, it's a waste of time. If you're going to respond to something where you can give a valid answer for it, I mean, reparations, I mean, that's what the thing of it is. As I always told, I tell you as many, I mean, even my children's mom, one of my children's mothers is white, and I tell, don't ever be, feel bad about being white, because that's what the problem is now. Everybody of color is trying to make white people feel ashamed of their color or their heritage. No, don't ever do that. Because number one, the black community already knows that most of them are like crabs. If you're trying to get out of the pot, they drag you back down. And if you don't preach or drink the Kool-Aid that they drink, then it's a problem. And we already know that's what the issue is here. Is that that's why I have so many haters. And I want to say thank you to all of the haters, because you're making me more popular than what I need to be. And I enjoy that. I enjoy living, doing this, because my thing is, I'm not doing this because to make money. I'm doing this to educate people, because the liberal and the progressives are total fools. And my thing is, reparations for what? Your own race is racist towards you. Your own race is racist towards you. As I said before, and I'm saying this again, in living color, only person that's ever did anything for me is the Almighty God, my mom, and the white man. I'm sorry. My own brothers will drag you down. Trust me. Trust what I say. There are plenty of haters. If you're doing something and you're trying to strive, and I'm not, it's nothing that Joe has told me to say. I'm telling you from being valid about it. There's no discrepancy about it. If you're doing something, or if you have a mind thought or anything different than what's trendy, like Mr. Barack or anyone else, then it's something wrong with you. No, it's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me at all. But I preach the truth, and progressives and liberals do not want to hear the truth, and we know that to be factual.
Yeah, it makes me nuts. If we're supposed to move forward, like I did an article last night, how now we're so in the 70s. Now I know you're not my age, but in the 70s we were taught you don't look at color. Color has no bearing on anything. All right, everybody's a human being, and you treat everybody equally. Now we're told if we don't look at people of color, if we don't look at the black community and recognize them as black, we're taking their heritage from them. Are they just trying to keep us confused and nervous or anxious? Do they think they're going to win something that way?
Well, really, who is confused is the person that has this text. The person that has a text about this is confused to begin with. Because if you understand what the person is trying to say, what they're trying to say is trying to, what we call in the street, flipping a script. You're trying to take and do reverse racism, and you're trying to get something for nothing. That's what it's all about. That's what this whole situation is about. It's about someone, a group of people that want something for nothing. That's why they want people illegal to vote. That's why they want people that's been in prison to vote. My thing with this, people that like that, if you're a citizen and you go through the process, yes, you can vote. If you've been locked up, no. No, I mean, absolutely not. But my thing with this, that's why they want people like that to vote. Because if you look at it from another perspective, why are you going to try to come after a race that you claim the races, the race of white people are racist, but then you guys turn around and you do the same exact thing that you are fighting the white man about, and you come and you're going to try to flip it and say, it's reverse racism. That's why I say I never want to hear a black person or an African-American person of color say anything about the white man is racist, because these last two elections that got Barack Obama in office proved it. You didn't vote because of his record. You voted because of the color of his skin, that he's a man of color. That's why you voted for him. Because we know before then, you were voting for white people. You were voting for old white men and this and that. Bill Clinton wasn't a spring chicken, and you voted for him. And most of you, I'm not going to vote for anyone that's white. I'm going to vote for him black. Okay, well, Hillary's an old white lady, and she's done nothing for the black community. But I heard a liberal say last week, if it came down to that, I'm going to still vote for her. See what I mean? But so you can't say it's not based upon color. It's not based upon the ethics of the person or the person's record. And that's why Barack Obama got in office twice, because of that kind of voter. And I'm sick of listening to this stuff from the RNC and from these people. Hey, look, call Trump whatever you want. You can call him this or that, but he's real. And the thing with this, do anything but let this woman in office. Because if we get her, we got 4 more years of Barack Obama's crazy antics or whatever. But it's going to be even more twisted with this woman, because she's a crook. She's a crook, and she's a Wall Street crook.
But you've got the Dem, that left-wing news, the left-wing papers are all over her, talking about how great she is and how many lies Trump told against her this morning. And you know, the average listener, the average person watching TV, They definitely pay attention to ABC. What is it? NBC, CBS. I don't even know their letters anymore. I didn't know they were even still around.
That's because the average fool that watches them, as I try to explain to people, and I try to come down on their level, not to say, you know, belittle them, but you have to understand something. Before they go on the newscast, they sit down, we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about that. Oh, you can't talk about this. So that means what? It's edited and they're pushing their agenda. So why would I want to watch that? I don't watch Fox. I don't watch none of them. I mean, if you want to know the truth, go to talk radio. Listen to shows like Real Side. Listen to other shows that's not pushing our agenda, but they're actually telling you the truth and the facts about things. Because we all know that all of them are on the tape, and if they're run by George Soros, I mean, that we don't even have to talk about that anymore.
Well, you know, it what's really funny about all of this, and I'm with you. It's again, there was a I don't know if you saw the clip, but there was a 16-year-old. He had just graduated high school. A young black man, and there were a couple of them there, and there were a couple of young girls there, and they were saying Trump's Hillary, right? Trump will Trump Hillary, something along those lines.
Right.
Anyway, so a black guy comes out. He's got an Obama shirt on, and he's pounding on this kid, talking about him being against his own race, talking about him, you know, just, and the young man was very articulate, obviously had a mind of his own, obviously had an IQ, because he was able to respond to the guy, and not in a negative way either. He responded to the guy with facts. And the guy kept telling him he was wrong, and he was incorrect, and he got his facts wrong, and he wasn't an American, browbeating his own.
Well, once again, I'm right again. What I've been saying for the last couple months or whatever, the same thing that happens to me. I had someone challenge me on Twitter, and the gentleman told me, he said, actually, he challenged me, and I shot him down. And he went and got some more of his liberal friends, and the young lady challenged me. She said,
You need to hold that thought. We got to go for a break because we both believe in capitalism. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins us, and you got to hear what he has to say. We'll be right back.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a bunch of stuff going on up there as well. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and I appreciate the time he spends with me. Also, on if you want to get something to us, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Anyway, I forgot. Before we went to break.
I was telling you about the young lady on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. The young lady that challenged you on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, what was she thinking or not thinking?
No. What it was, she wanted to challenge me because I said something about American heritage or whatever like that, and she was like, am I ready? First the guy came at me about being sent back to Africa or whatever, and I'm like, and I'm chuckling and laughing to myself. I'm like, obviously you didn't read my bio that's on Twitter about me being, the ex-serviceman. So, but anyway, I mean, I crushed him, and then she came at me and said, am I ready to shine Trump shoes and this and that, and I just... See, my thing with it is that you don't respond to every ignorant thing that's being said. Some responses aren't valid for a response. So you just let it go. And like I told her, I said, I'm not going to lower myself to the standards of sitting here arguing about some ignorant comment or whatever. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. And I got so many likes off of that. And this one young lady was like, you need to tell Donald Trump to do what you're doing. Don't be involving yourself in petty arguments. And that's what it is. They don't want to you know, I'm not gonna sit and argue with my folks about this or that, because I have my facts. And if you have your facts, I don't have a problem. We don't have to yell. We can be calm. We can all take our high blood pressure. We can sit down and talk or whatever. But I'm not going to sit up and entertain ignorant people that have some sort of bent agenda about black versus white when our own race screws us over. I mean, my thing is Elijah Cummings. Most of these cities are run by 90% African-American people. You can't blame Whitey about everything. I'm sorry. You just can't. My thing of it is, get off your butt, as I saw a post this week that Clint Eastwood made, get off your butt and work for it, and then you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about anyone saying, and things will get better in this country, because if Donald Trump gets in, he's gonna clean house. And I can't wait, because I want to be there for that inaugural, but if we keep on going the way we're going, Mr. Paul Ryan and the rest of these fools that's in the hierarchy, the RNC, you're going to blow it. You're going to blow it. And you're not only going to blow it, you're going to lose voters. And we'll have Democrats in office for the next 20 years because of you guys want to blow it, because Donald Trump is not an establishment person. Like you guys are waiting to get your fat paychecks. And he's going to clean house and straighten all of that out.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Some of my friends are mad at me because I'm not taking the stand that they are, which is no Trump, no way, no how. And I'm saying, you're out of your minds. Who else is there?
Okay, and that's my question. Who else? Who else is it that you guys want to push? I know you can't be talking about Mr. Cruz. If we're going to get Cruz, we might as well get, I mean, he's the regular establishment. He's already bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs. So my thing for this, why do you want these type of people? There's an answer to that, because I want to keep getting paid my fat paycheck, and I want to keep things the way they are. I don't want this man come in and make riffles about things, and I can understand where he comes from, because when I go places, I make riffles, and people don't like me. People don't like me because of this right here and this, my mind and my mouth, because I'm going to tell you the truth, and I might look like a yo boy or this or that, but I'm not. I'm very educated, and I can go places and do things in life. And my thing of it is, never judge by the picture, always judge by the person and what they know upstairs and what they preach. Because a man that preaches what he says what he want to say is a real man, and you know it's coming from the heart and his gut.
I agree with you, and the problem though, like I keep telling you, is over and over and over again, the left now has come down. Especially these young people on the left that have been indoctrinated in these schools. There's more and more schools that have an overabundance of liberal professors and such. I don't know how you fix that until conservatives decide to step up and do their jobs and stop complaining. Get into the education system. Be the ones that are helping to put those books out. Be the ones that are molding the young minds of our children. Until that happens, look at they're what, 13, 12 plus the college years, 16 years, these liberals have your kids, are able to indoctrinate your kids day after day after day, right?
You can't fix it. You can't fix it because the conservative party is too scared right now to say anything against the liberals, because they don't want to be thought of as racist or this or that. And then a lot of them need to come out of the hiding and be proud of being a conservative. That's number one. Number two, don't let anyone deter you from speaking what you think is right in your heart. That's what the problem is here. You have people like myself and this few of us that's walking around, and yourself or whatever, that we're preaching the gospel of the conservative party. But the thing of it is when you have grassroots persons like ourselves that's trying to get the message out, that's trying to educate, and then, I mean, the ones that's in college, you really can't do anything about, because that seed has been planted years ago.
Right.
And the thing of it was planted, and the Conservative Party did nothing. And see, that's how all of this got started. So the thing of it is, how you counteract that is try to grab as many people as you can, show the right from the wrong, And if you show enough rights when wrong, like this sit-in today, that's showing you a lot about how childish the Democrat and the liberals are, or whatever. So really, the answers are out there. You just had to point them out to some people. Some people are just not, and no offense intended, some people are just not smart enough to figure it out. So you had to lead them. Yeah, you had to be the leader and teach them what is what, this is the proper way, or whatever. Because if not, you're going to have them going with this party or going with this was trendy, the gimme crowd, or whatever. And at the end of the day, you're still not getting nothing. As Lyndon Johnson said a long time ago, he said, give them what they want, and we'll have them ends voting for us for the next 400 years. And he wasn't lying. Lyndon wasn't lying at all. He was a very smart man to get them to be tricked into it.
You know, I'm watching a young man, not now, but I was watching this young man talk to a group of girls on a college campus, and they were big statue of Trump, and they were talking about how bad Trump was and all this other stuff. So he was talking to them, and he's saying, do you realize, one of the girls was black, and she was talking about how, what white people have done to them. And he said, first and foremost, do you understand it wasn't the Democratic Party that wanted to free the slaves? It was the old white guys of the Republican Party that fought to free the slaves. And he went down a whole list of stuff. And finally she looked at him, she goes, well, you're obviously ignorant. The party switched. They switched sides. And the guy's just looking at her. And I've heard this argument. They've been planting this argument in the young people. And so now the young people start to believe that at some point the party switched, and it was always the Dems that freed the slaves. It was always the Dems that gave women the right to vote. I mean, this is an ignorant electorate. That's why I'm afraid.
Well, it's an ignorant electorate because the people that's being taught this kind of stuff from people. Again, we have a case of the ignorant voter. The voter that goes along with, okay, the black and play, you know, the black people playing, well, woe is me, and you know, the white man stopping. You know, my thing of it is that if that's the case, how do you have black conservatives like myself?
You've been brainwashed, dude. You're afraid of Whitey, and you've been brainwashed, and the only way you think you can get something from Whitey is if you jump on his train.
Well, my whole thing of it is that, you know, like I said before, I wouldn't even go to argue with them about that because, once I show them and explain to them how I got to where I am and how my children are going to do the same thing, actually they're going to do a whole lot better than dad and their moms. But my thing of it is the fact that it's what's being taught from the womb. If you're being taught that the Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans are for the rich, but yet the Democrats is much richer than you are. It's funny games, but this is what happens when you have ignorant people and they don't understand politics and they don't understand when you're getting played. You're getting played and you're not. And the thing is, when you figure it out, it's going to be too late. And your cities will look like Baltimore, Chicago, and Detroit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're up against the time right now. Tell people where they can get more information on Corey Duncan, how they can fight it out with you.
You can fight it out with me on our Twitter, 757 friends on there, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter, Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook. And I want to say a big shout-out to Diamond and Silk if you're listening. They're always tuned in to Joe. Joe keeps it real, and so do I.
Yes, you do. Hey, Corey, I always have fun when you're on the show, and I appreciate you coming on with me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Cool. Always a pleasure to come on and crush the liberals.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a question for you. What if the Orlando murderer was a Christian? How do you think the conversation would be going now? We'll be back in a minute. We're going to tackle that in the next hour. Don't go far.